From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia to deploy missile batteries to Syria. Russia has sent a sophisticated missile defense system to Latakia, Syria, in an apparent move to protect its warplanes operating over the country. The deployment comes a day after Turkish warplanes downed a Russian Su-24 bomber that Ankara says violated its airspace despite repeating warnings to leave. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday Turkey's downing of the warplane, quote, looks like a planned provocation, but Moscow is not going to war with Ankara. The Russian diplomat did say the incident will make Moscow reconsider its relationship with Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the plane crashed in Syria but was still inside Turkish airspace when it was hit Tuesday. He said his country was simply defending its security. Pope Francis spoke out against poverty, official corruption, and for ethnic and religious reconciliation at the start of his first visit to Africa that includes his current stop Kenya, then Uganda and Central African Republic. The Pope delivered remarks soon after his arrival in Nairobi.
All men and women of goodwill are called to work for reconciliation and peace, forgiveness and healing. In the work of building a sound democratic order, threatening cohesion and integration, tolerance and respect for others, the pursuit of the common good must be a primary goal.
Thursday, the Pope is to hold an interfaith meeting at the Vatican's diplomatic mission in the Kenyan capital. This is VOA News. In remarks Wednesday ahead of Thursday's National Thanksgiving holiday, President Obama sought to reassure Americans on the threat of terrorism.
As we go into Thanksgiving weekend, I want the American people to know is that we are taking every possible step to keep our homeland safe. First, we're going after ISIL wherever it hides. Second, we continue to do everything possible to prevent attacks at home and abroad and to prevent foreign terrorist fighters from entering the United States or other nations.
Mr. Obama said for now he knows of no specific and credible intelligence indicating a plot on the homeland. Millions of Americans are traveling over the coming days to celebrate the National Thanksgiving holiday. Security was visibly tightened at train stations and airports. Meanwhile, France, which is already on alert after the November 13 Paris attacks, announced Wednesday it would deploy even more security forces for the upcoming global climate conference scheduled next week. Belgium's capital, Brussels, remains on its highest state of alert through at least Monday as authorities continue searching for suspects connected to the Paris attacks. The U.S. military Wednesday acknowledged American forces misidentified a target in Kunduz, Afghanistan last month, resulting in a mistaken half-hour aerial assault on a hospital that killed at least 30, mostly doctors and patients. General John Campbell, commander of U.S. and international forces, said Afghan forces asked for U.S. air support to strike a National Directorate of Security building believed occupied by the Taliban. He called the attack a tragic mistake. Jason Cohn is executive director of Doctors Without Borders, which operated the hospital.
It's pretty shocking for us that they would still fire on a target, not knowing essentially what they were firing at. And that really amounts to essentially gross negligence in terms of being able to not distinguish between the civilian and military target. And we think that that needs and requires further independent investigation, not by someone who is involved in the conflict, as the U.S. government is. And so we've reiterated our call for that independent investigation today.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said the conclusions reached by the U.S. are in line with the findings of a separate NATO investigation. He says he hopes the probe will hold people accountable and enable military authorities to learn from their mistakes. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is warning that ongoing Israeli-Palestinian violence could spin out of control. He made the statement after a diplomatic trip to the region. Since September, a wave of Palestinian stabbings, shootings, and car rammings have killed more than 100, including Israelis and Palestinians. Less than a third of voters cast ballots in the second phase of Egypt's parliamentary elections held across about half the country's provinces last weekend. Still, marginally, it was higher than the less than 27% who took part in the first round. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.